Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
Today's audio blog is the audio of a video I shared today. If you would like to watch the video, or if you'd like to check out some related sources, take a look at the show notes.
The influence. Speak about that, Craig. So someone who's grateful for an associate to come to you with a problem, how much different is their experience with you being grateful?
Sure. Well, I think that the grateful people are the ones that say, I'm glad that you trusted me to come to me. And I think that we can look at, this is not a glass half empty. This is not where everything's on the downward slide. I think there's an opportunity here for some growth out of this. That's what grateful people do. And so if somebody even comes to them with a problem, that you, they know that you're going to help reframe it a different way. I've had that several times where I've said to people, you know, is it possible that out of this tough situation that this might be an outcome, or maybe you're going to get this? I never thought of it that way. Yeah. And that's what grateful people do, is I think that there's more possibilities in your mind, because the negative people are like, oh, that's going to be a dead end. Well, you're not even really thinking about the options here. Right. You're just so, you know, scarce mindset there.
I like the openness. So a grateful person, I have found, and even something for me to keep wrestling with, is they're more open to change, adaptation, something better. Yep. Maybe considering something that they held true for a while, and maybe that's not true anymore. I think that's our challenge as leaders, is we have assignments,
sure,
right? There's a pace, and maybe some deadline, and then you got some moving parts. And to make sure that you're still open, if you're ungrateful, that's a pretty closed door.
Right.
Speak to that.
You guys can answer this question really easily. In your workplace, would you rather have a grateful attitude or an ingrateful environment that you're around? I mean, I think that's a no-brainer if you ask somebody that question.
Why is it so hard?
Well, but see, I think that what it takes is, it's just, if just one person starts like, hey, why are we talking about this, guys? Why are we bashing that? Let's talk about this. Let's move on from, okay, we've covered it. If it's just one person that does it, after a while, you're going to have people that start going, oh yeah, let's not get on that. I remember once I played basketball real early in the morning with some guys, and however my schedule worked out, I had like a week where I wasn't there. And I asked a buddy of mine, I said, how's basketball been going this week? And he said, I like it better when you're there. And I said, what, really? Why is that? And he said, because the guys swear less on the court.
What?
And I said, are you serious? And he said, yeah. He said, because I've been there when you're there, and I haven't. Now, never once have I ever looked at somebody and said, hey, don't say that. Don't use those. I've never said that to anybody. Mm-hmm. But apparently there's something about the way that, you know, I'm conducting myself out there that people go, I'm just going to hold that back. And I've heard people, now that he mentioned that, I've heard people go, son of a, you know, and they just swallow the rest of it and they don't say it. And I'm like, why? So I think the one person, one person can begin to change a whole environment. But if we start with the leader at the top,
right,
that can really filter down throughout the whole rank and file of the organization.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.